Ignition interlocks are basically breathalyzers that force drivers to prove they're sober before their car will start. Right now, judges in Wisconsin have the option of ordering second-time drunk driving offenders to install an interlock. A plan by Neenah Assembly Republican Dean Cawford would mandate them after a second DUI arrest, to be paid for by the offenders. Cawford says he's seen anecdotal evidence that they work.
I have had acquaintances that have utilized these devices, and they do change their behavior.
Cawford's bill would require ignition devices to be on cars for a year and a half. Brad Freilich is with Consumer Safety Technology, one of the companies that makes ignition locks. He says national statistics show the longer people have these locks, the better.
The recidivism rate radically drops because it has that effect upon their behavior. It's on the vehicle long enough for them to realize that they need to address their problem.
Nobody testified against this plan at a public hearing, but Oconomowoc GOP Assemblyman Joel Clayfish questioned whether it might be taking a dangerous situation and making it worse.
Where a child may be taken along so their purpose is to blow into the interlock so that the car can be started after the driver's got a snootful.
Mothers Against Drunk Driving favors the plan, but says these devices should be required after a first drunk driving offense to prevent more people from being killed on the road. MADS' most recent state-by-state ranking of drunk driving laws rated Wisconsin's the weakest in the nation. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.